I'm an idiot. I'm such a loser, and I'll always be. Well, I failed at the school, just like I failed at all the others. No one will ever love me. I don't know what to do or where to go. Wish I could do something. Hey guys, welcome to our new podcast episode. Well, the above all are examples of negative self-talk. You might have said these kinds of things to yourself or have your own flavor of, you know, contemporary scripts that you use. Whatever your negative self-talk looks like, you know it's not helping you move forward and make progress in your life. It's also making you feel like a crap. But stopping negative self-talk can be hard. It's a pattern of thought that's likely very well established in your brain and follows a track of well-worn ruts. As does the pattern of trying to break this habit, you may have attempted to stop negative self-talk in the past, fail, which likely triggered more negative self-talk about being a failure and on the dismissal cycle goes. There is a hope. So in today's podcast, I'm gonna lay out a super simple way to stop negative self-talk in its tracks. The crippling power of negative self-talk. Before we get to know how to improve our self-talk, let's first discuss why the way we talk to ourselves is so important in the first place. While we all have got a conversation happening in our heads, it carries out on consistently that our minds have learned to ignore it for the most part. We might not be consciously aware of this internal voice, but it has a powerful influence on the way we view the world and how we decide to act. You might think that berating yourself harshly helps you to be motivated to do better, tough love and all that. But in fact, cognitively punching yourself in the face has precisely the opposite effect. So negative self-talk hurts performance. Yes, the nature of self-talk has frequently been a research subject for sports psychologists. Who have wanted to figure out how mental chatter affects physical performance. These studies have found that athletes who talk negatively to themselves perform worse than athletes who speak to themselves more positively. It's true, negative self-talk makes you depressed. The fancy psychological word for recurring negative self-talk is rumination. Studies have shown that ruminations can contribute to depression. Even if it doesn't develop into like full-on depression, it will bring you down in the dumps. Negative self-talk makes you anxious. Studies have shown that negative self-talk makes people feel more anxious. Feeling anxious sucks in and of itself, but it gets in the way of doing our best at tasks we want to succeed at, whether tests, sporting events, or social interactions. Negative self-talk makes you less resilient. When we engage in negative self-talk, we typically make personalized, permanent, and pervasive statements about ourselves. This type of statements are so-called me, always, everything statements. And they create a globalized indictment of our character. Example, I am always messing everything up. Besides me, always, everything statements, our negative self-talk tends towards catastrophization. We'll take one little setback and mentally make a series of seemingly logical jumps that ultimately end up in your own illogical conclusions. For example, if you fail a college class, your self-talk might go something like, I failed in this class, which means I'll get kicked out of school, which means I'll not get a college degree, which means I'll never get a job, which means I'll always be poor, which means I'll be living with my parents forever, which means I'll never be able to date, which means I'll never ever get married, which means I'll never have kids, which means I'll die forever alone and whatnot. Each jump is small and seemingly reasonable enough to keep the train of thought chugging, but together they end up taking you to a dark and ridiculous, impossible place. Me, always everything, thinking in catastrophic self-talk, make you less resilient because you start to believe that your efforts are worthless and change isn't possible. The result is paralyzing feeling of helplessness and stagnant inaction. The irony of negative self-talk is that it's in spending so much time focusing on your flaws, you never progress into actually addressing them. Today, we're gonna talk about the 3 steps of stopping negative self-talk. So negative self-talk means make you feel abnormal and prevents you from moving forward and making real improvements in your habits. Here's then how to mitigate its impacts and rechannel your mental dialogue into in a more positive direction. So firstly, monitor your negative self-talk by writing it down. So the first step in taming negative self-talk is writing down your negative thoughts. It's like thought monitoring. Our negative thoughts are reflexive and automatic. We are often not aware that, they are even popping in our heads until we start feeling worked up and descend into a crappy mood. So writing these thoughts down makes the implicit explicit, as the, fight your fear in me. So the act of writing or formulating thoughts in words, of nailing down vague notions with specific language, brings what was reflexive and out of the control into the purview of the conclusion mind. Getting them into the light of day, getting them out, immediately diminishes their horror and the power over you. So for the next 2 days, anytime you experience negative self-talk, use a pocket notebook on your phone's note taking app to write down exactly what you're saying to yourself. Also write down what happened immediately before the negative self-talk popped into your head. This will help you find patterns in what triggers it. You'll likely feel weird or like this experience isn't doing anything, which may tempt you to quit, resist this urge. This is an essential step in squashing the negative chatter happening in your mind. It helps you identify its triggers and gives you a greater sense of control over your thoughts. Besides, whatever you have been doing to silence your inner critic likely hasn't worked. That's why you are ready this article. So what do you have to lose in taking part in this exercise for a couple of days? So the next step, imagine someone you love and care about and ask yourself, would I say these things to them? So like after 2 days of capturing your negative self-talk in writing, you have likely created an extensive inventory of your inner and their accompanying triggers. So congratulations, you've completed step one in stopping your negative self-talk. Yeah. Step two requires imagining someone you love and deeply care about. It could be a spouse, a child, a friend, a parent, or even someone you mentor at school or work. Got that person in your head? Okay, so now go down your list of negative self-talk statements and their accompanying triggers and ask yourself, would I say the same thing to this person I care about if they were going down to a similar situation? Let's say one of the bits of negative self-talk that you wrote down was, I'm such a fatty and will always be a fat sir. That bit of negative self-talk happened after you weighed yourself in the morning and weren't happy with what the scale reported back. Now imagine that your son just weighed himself on scale and saw a number that wasn't healthy and felt rejected. Would you tell your son, you're such fatty and you'll be always a fat sir? Unless you're completely debunked, the answer is no. You know, saying that to him wouldn't help and would not only discourage him even more. You love and respect him too much and won't demoralize him like that. So why say that sort of thing to yourself? Got it? The next time you mess up and feel the urge to spout of self-inflicting diatribe, imagine it was a child or friend who just did the exact same thing as you. Recognize that you wouldn't use the condemnatory language you typically gain up in your inner monologues with the person you are imagining. Then decide you are not going to use this kind of negative language with another person for whom you care either yourself. Self-compassion like that doesn't make you soft. In fact, it's been shown to boost your willpower. So now step number 3. Reprogram yourself. Talk with your positive spirits. The mental exercise outlined in step 1 and 2 can go a long way in taming negative self-talk. It's true. If you want to eliminate it entirely, you need to go one step further and swap the harmful self-talk scripts from positive ones. Here's how to create them. Take a look at your first list of negative self-talk scripts and then accompanying triggers. Imagine the person you care about again and ask yourself, what would I say to that person if they were going to going through the same situation that triggered my negative self-talk? You would probably say something a lot more affirming and helpful than what you would flexibly say to yourself. Let's go back to the facts, for example. If your son wasn't happy about his weight, you wouldn't say, yeah, you're a fat so, and you will always be a fatty. Instead, you would probably say something that didn't ignore the problem but offered counsel in an affirming way, like, I can see that you're unhappy with your weight, but this is something you were capable of tackling. Simple by making some small changes. Let's think about what some of those small changes might be. Go through your entire list of negative self-talk statements. Imagine the more affirming thing you would instead say to a loved one going through the same situation and write that down next to your negative script. Your positive scripts as simple as possible you can. For example, you got this, you're capable, you can change, you are strong, you're in control. Memorize your positive script. You might have noticed that the example of positive scripts given here have you talking to yourself in the second person. You got this, you're capable. It might feel silly talking to yourself like that, but research has shown that speaking to yourself in the second person can help with positive performance. Psychologists theorize that doing so puts some distance between you and your issue, which allows you to feel more in control of your thoughts and actions. So next time you experience the trigger, use your positive self-talk scripts instead of your negative one, and celebrate when you do so. It could be a little as saying boom, or pumping you first. With time and consistency, you will have replaced your negative self-talk scripts with positive self-talk scripts. And given that your thoughts become your reality, you'll be on a way to seeing yourself in a better light and acting accordingly. So guys, by this here we come to an end of this episode. So if you really like this episode, give a thumbs up, subscribe to my channel for getting up all these sort of updates, and yes, stay positive, take care of yourself, eat healthy, stay healthy, and keep smiling. Until then, I'm signing off. Bye-bye.